USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as one student is dead after a shooting at a high school outside Charlotte, North Carolina this morning. Police in Matthews say it happened at Butler High School. The alleged shooter's in custody. The school was on lockdown, but that has since been lifted. The alleged shooter in the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre on Saturday is out of a hospital. 46-year-old Robert Bowers due to be arraigned on 29 charges in connection with the incident in just a little while. 11 people were killed. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway saying of those victims,
their names should be lifted up today. You want a lesson from all this? Teach your kids about anti-Semitism, the evil in the world, and remember their names and their service. That's what needs to be done today.
She spoke on Fox News. And airliner crashes off the Indonesian coast with 189 aboard. They're not expecting to find survivors. This is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
At AutoZone, helping to get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Getting your engine in top shape starts with getting your oil and filters changed regularly. So come right now to AutoZone and take advantage of our great deals on oil change specials. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
That large group of thousands of mainly Honduran migrants continues to head towards the U.S. border as it has for the past few weeks. And now another group of migrants, these from El Salvador, have begun a trek northward as well. The DHS chief, Kirsten Nielsen, says, though, she's got a message for them.
You will not be allowed in. There is a right way to emigrate to the United States, and this is not it.
President Trump with kind words for Brazil's newly elected president, a far-right populist and former army captain who's been called the Trump of the tropics. President Trump tweeting this morning that he, quote, had a very good conversation with the new Brazilian president, Jair Bolsonaro, saying that the two are planning to work closely on trade, military, and everything else. Boston's mayor just announcing the Red Sox World Series victory parade will be held on Wednesday morning. The Boston Police Commissioner is encouraging fans who plan to be there to act responsibly. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
More now on the World Series champion Boston Red Sox. We told you moments ago that there's a parade now planned in Boston for Wednesday. Well, the manager of the Sox says the team hasn't decided yet whether it's going to visit President Trump at the White House should the team be invited. Alex Cora was asked about it last night after the Sox beat the Dodgers to win the World Series, and Cora said the club will, quote, talk about it later on. Cora's been critical of President Trump's comments about Puerto Rico earlier this year. Cora was born and raised there, and in fact still lives there in the off-season. New Jersey health officials confirming a 9th child has died in a viral outbreak at a pediatric rehab center in Passaic County. So now in all, 20 children have been sickened by the adenovirus since the beginning of the month at the Wanaku Center for Nursing and Rehab in Haskell. All were medically fragile children with weakened immune systems. The center is no longer being allowed to admit patients amid so many unanswered questions. State health officials are working with the CDC to figure out how it all happened and how to stop that outbreak. And President Trump boosting his schedule of rallies ahead of next week's midterm elections. He's going to be campaigning in Fort Myers, Florida, Wednesday night, Columbia, Missouri on Thursday evening, with rallies in Huntington, West Virginia late Friday, and then Pensacola on Saturday night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.